But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. In today's verse, we hear of Jesus explaining to the disciples the parable of the farmer who scatters seed. And we hear in this verse that those who are considered scattered on soil that has shallow soil with underlying rock, the seeds, he says in the parable, are sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plants soon wilted under the hot sun since they didn't have deep roots and they died. This is then his explanation to the disciples. They don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. You know, we see many Christians around like that, or many who start coming to church and showing an interest in the Christian faith and saying, yes, I'm a Christian, but truly don't put down deep roots because they haven't had the opportunity, because they've been scattered in the wrong way, in the sense they've come seeking the wrong thing as they come to church, or maybe an Alpha course or whatever it may be, maybe speaking to you. And many people will fall away. We always question, why do some people come to church seemingly really enjoying it, getting into it, and then suddenly they fall away? That's because they haven't really come with that fully open heart, fully wanting to know Jesus. They are scattered on shallow soil with underlying rock. Their roots do not go down deeply enough. When we come to Christ, we have to fully give everything over to him. For some people, that is too much. They want the Christian lifestyle, but they don't want to give everything over to Jesus. But Jesus demands that of us. He wants every aspect of our life. Now, that might sound scary, but actually, he's our loving Father. He wants us to fully open to him and to serve and be obedient to him in that as well. And if we hide things from him, how disappointing would that be? It's like if we had children and they were hiding things from us, and then we suddenly found out, we would not be happy. Which, you know, the question is, why couldn't you tell me? Why didn't you say when this started? Why are you hiding this from me? And we need to be fully open in our lives. That then opens up that soil to for our roots to go deep down. There's nothing blocking us from putting down those deep roots in our faith. If we hold back anything and we don't give it over to Christ, if we don't admit fully our sin to him, it's going to be like we are in shallow soil with those rocks underlying. And what happens? Well, Jesus is saying, you know, when problems come or they start being persecuted for believing or preaching God's word, they start to fall away quickly. Because where do they turn to? You could even say, there's the challenge, isn't it? But where do they turn to if they haven't got the faith in Jesus, because they haven't fully given their lives over to him? They, you know, Jesus demands us all of our lives, and that can sound like a big thing, but actually in return he is there fully for us. And in those times of trouble, in those times of persecution, we know that he's there working for our good. Even when it doesn't seem like he's there, we can read God's word and know that he's there. Our faith, the deep roots of our faith, will help us get through. We need to give everything over to him, and he will give everything to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who we know who have come to church or to faith, but haven't laid those deep roots. Lord, may they give everything over to you, and Lord, may you give everything to them. Amen.